I was down there watching my friend Kevin run. He is a coworker and friend of mine, and this was his fifth marathon. And so I saw him out at about mile 17 and rooted him on there, and then I took the tee in and was going to see him at the finish line. So he finished about 10 minutes before the explosion. So we saw him finish. We were right there by those flags. And we walked down Boylston Street. We met up with him a few blocks away, and we were excited and hugging him. And then we heard the first explosion, and we all kind of looked at each other like, that was weird. And then we heard the second one, and we were like, okay, that was weird. And there wasn't any sort of immediate indication that things weren't going well. But as we started walking back toward the race, we could see people kind of panicked a little bit, and we started hearing sirens, and but people were like calmly kind of evacuating and like just trying to get out of the way, not quite sure what was going on. And we just walked back to my friend Kevin's apartment. So I'm still in the city, a few miles from the finish line now, but we can still hear sirens. I mean, the traffic outside is just gridlocked. And everybody's just kind of shocked. I mean, it was just awful.
And when did you realize that the loud noise that you heard was actually an explosion?
I think we first realized that when we were hearing, I mean, we were all kind of trying to get on our phones. We couldn't really get on to Google to search things. I think the first indication was that we heard from someone else on the street and that a bunch of people were injured. And that's when we started trying to go on Twitter. My friend Kevin was going on Twitter, and his friends were kind of trolling Twitter for information. You know, it was surreal. We weren't sure what the blast was at first. It almost sounded like it could have even been like a transformer blowing, you know, or like an electric circuit blowing. But it certainly didn't sound like anything I'd ever heard before. I mean, it was not, it was big. I mean, I couldn't feel it, but it was a very substantial,
We can
the
hear
sound.
the emergency services going past your window now, Kate. Describe to me your feelings when the realization set in that actually you were at that very point just 10 minutes earlier.
Yeah, I mean, it's surreal. I feel very lucky. We know we've been back at his apartment for a while now. We've been watching the news, and they've been showing videos, and it's just very, it's scary that we were right there, and that we were lucky enough to not be there when it happened. The timing couldn't have been any different. So we're feeling very lucky and very thankful. We've been trying to touch base with everyone else we know some friends just got here who were at the finish line too. It's been kind of hard to get back with all the traffic and everything. But yeah, it's scary and in a state of shock right now. It's hard to describe. I don't even know if I'm making any sense.
Was there anything in the city which was different today? Had
No.
the city been under any
No.
possible fears that something like this might happen?
No, it was a beautiful day. The marathon was going as planned. There's lots of security, lots of, they keep saying on the news about, bomb sniffing dogs being there prior to the race, especially at the finish line. And it's just terrible. I mean, the timing too, it's like so late in the day when the people who are finishing are, you know, they're not the front runners. They're the people who are running for charity and people who are running for good causes. And they're just like, they have all these throngs of supporters kind of, on the sidelines. I mean, the sidewalks were packed. It was a gorgeous day.
Kate, could you possibly, with the sirens there, could you walk to your window and describe the scenes outside for us?
Just. We're a little bit removed too, which makes the sirens even a little bit more surreal. I mean, I'm sure that they're trying to get a perimeter around the area, but it's just stopped traffic. It's the sidewalks near us are pretty clear, but I can see the Prudential Center down a ways, and it's just.